store right now, and I'll look out for you, and we'll touch
base. Village Coffee Shop, this is Marina. How can I help you?
Hi, Marina. This is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I'm all right. Thanks for asking. I just wanted to follow up with you. We had sent out a finance offer about 2.5 weeks ago for some equipment financing and working capital. And it was based on some prior financing you had with MidFirst Bank in 2013. Does that ring a bell to you?
Well, from MidFirst Bank, or what do you...
Yeah.
Are you from another company?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you had a strong borrowing history with them, so based on that, we have you pre-approved here with us for some equipment financing and working capital, and it looks to be about $250,000. So I just wanted to follow up with you, you know, see if you got the offer and see how business is going over there.
So if I wanted, I'd have to, like, submit all my paperwork and get, pre-qualified, and you run my my credit score and all that?
Yeah, it's a pretty short process. I mean, it's a couple bank statements and a tax return. It's not that much paperwork, but yeah.
That's what they all say, and then you have, at the end, you're like, oh my God, you're like 50 pages deep and 3 weeks in. Like, how long if I did need a small loan? How long would the process take? I know your job is probably just to get someone and get them going, but...
Oh, no, I mean, we work fairly quickly here, depending on what you need. Our application is one page, and we look at 6 months of bank statements and your most recent tax return. And then we can generally, once all those are in, we can generally get you an answer in about 24, 48 hours.
And then from there, what?
And then, would you be interested in equipment financing or working capital?
What's the difference?
Equipment financing is for equipment, and working capital is unsecured cash.
And what's the percentage rate?
It depends on what you're looking for. For working capital, what we kind of do here is we qualify you for the largest amount possible and the longest term, and then work backwards with you on that, and you get to pick, you know, how much you want to take, what term you want, and go from there.
And so you don't have, like, what's your minimum and your highest percentage rate?
Working capital doesn't really have it's not like a percentage. It's not.
So how do you pay what do you pay monthly?
It can be daily, monthly, or weekly. It depends on, again, it depends on what you pick. So we qualify you for, you know, what we can, and then work with you from there on.
Is it like, kind of like how Square has their, where you take a loan and then they take percentage of your sales, or no?
They can do that, but generally no. It's a set payback amount. It's not a percentage.
So let's say if it was a monthly and I took like $50,000,
mm-hmm.
what would ballpark be? Like how? I'm trying to see. Like I was about to go apply for an equity loan.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I mean, their percentage rate is so little, and it's for so many years that it's just like, oh, here, you take $50,000 and you pay in a month, like, less than $200 or something.
Yeah. I mean, an important thing with our loans is they're not going on your personal credit. It goes on your business credit as opposed to that one. But, yeah, it depends on, you know, what you look at.
Because I've also had years ago where people contact me for stuff like this, and then they're like, okay, well, a month you'll pay $10,000. I'm like, well, why in the world would I need a loan if I'm paying $10,000 a month? You know, I'm just like, what? So it was like the interest rate based on that whole, I don't know, it was insane. It was just some kind of private loan offer. But that's, I just don't want to start paperwork and doing something, then it's like, ugh, it's one of those things.
Yeah, no, I understand. What would you be needing the loan for?
For business. I was going to get a few new things and, upgrade stuff, but it'd be, like, half and half as far as appliances. I was going to get a new fridge. I was going to do a little remodeling here, too.
Okay, so that would fall under equipment, you know, like the new fridge. And in that case, our rates, you know, those are more of a traditional loan with rates. And those start in the mid-single digits. And those are more like, you know, like your traditional loan that you would be used to, your 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments. And those rates are usually, like I said, they start mid single digits. So, you know, 4 around there.
Okay. And then the working capital
is a payback amount. So, you know, we have to get the application in and qualify you and then see what you're taking from there.
Okay, so you can't just give me like a theoretical example?
I can't
what
because
is,
I...
What do you need credit score? What kind of credit score are you guys looking for, though, too?
For credit score or for working capital, we're looking more at your sales than we are your credit. I mean, we take a look at it, but it's your cash flow that we're looking at for the most part.
What if the cash flow isn't much, but the credits cards are higher?
Your credit card, you like your merchant statements?
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll need about 4 months of those, and if, you know, those are higher, then we can work with those, too.
Okay. Okay. And then you wouldn't need bank statements if you're using credit card statement or merchant statements?
We would need both just to take a, you know, just take a look at it so you have, you know, a stronger file. But if your credit card statements are, you know, higher than your bank, then we'll go off of those.
Okay. But, okay, and if I have low credit score?
We work with all credit tiers. It's not really, working capital is not so credit based.
Okay. So what do I need to do to apply?
I can send you the application. And it's, like I said, it's a one page application, and then I'll give you a list of those documents that you're looking for.
Okay. I can do this all online, or I have to print it out, fill it out, and scan it in, or how does it?
No, your bank statements and everything, they're all online.
Okay. No, I mean the application, do I need to fill it out?
No, you can fill it out online.
Okay, cool. All right, perfect. Give you my email address?
No, let me have that.
Marina's Coffee Shop, M-A-R-I-N-A-S, and it's Coffee Shop at Hotmail.
Coffee Shop at Hotmail.com. Okay, and you said you'd be using this just for, you know, some remodeling and stuff like that? Okay. And a couple questions. What did your sales look like last year?
Relatively good. You need a number or what?
Just
like, the whole year?
Yeah. Just like top line revenue sales. You're just gross annual sales.
I would say above 2.
About 2 million?
No. Yeah, nice. No. Over 200.
Okay, 200. And how long have you been in business over there?
7 years.
7 years. I'm just making some notes. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Cool. You're a coffee shop, correct?
Yes.
Right. And when would you be needing this? Like, I know you said you were looking into it fairly quickly.
Yeah, as soon as possible before summer's over.
Okay, so you wanted to
get everything done.
Okay. What kind of renovations are you doing over there?
I wanted to remove the whole... I have a whole pizza area, and I was going to put in a bakery area.
Oh, okay. Remove pizza to a bakery?
Yeah.
And how much would you be looking at, like, needing, like, a ballpark amount?
Excuse me?
What's a ballpark amount of how much you would be needing?
Their ticket is in there. I don't know. I would say 50 up.
Okay. Okay.
What's the name of this company? Because I don't want you falling for no scam, too.
Oh, no, it's Bank of Cardiff. When I send you the email, I can send you some information as well.
Okay.
We're out in San Diego.
Okay.
But, okay, yeah, so I'll go ahead and send over the email. It'll have the application and, you know, the list of documents that we would need.
Okay,
and, you know, you can check out the website and everything like that as well.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. When's a good time to follow up with you?
Give me a couple of days.
Okay, beginning of next week?
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, sounds good. All right, I'll talk to you then.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
I'm not too familiar with Clover in the restaurant industry for a while.